Hey, everybody. Welcome to another bonus episode of the Go Get Outside podcast. This is your host, Jason Milligan. Welcome back. Welcome aboard. Today is our second episode of Hometown Explorers, the Wonder Outside 3x3 challenge done in conjunction with Ranger Ted of the Wonder Outside podcast. Today we are speaking with Joe Reinstein, who will share three places he has chosen, one 3 minutes away, 30 minutes away, and 3 hours away from his home in Highland Park, Illinois. And as before, you can just keep listening to this right here and listen to the audio version of this episode of Hometown Explorers. Or you can go to our website, go to our YouTube page, or the easiest thing to do is just look at the show notes for this episode. And there you'll find a link to this episode on YouTube where you can watch the video version. So with that, let's get to another episode of Hometown Explorers. Welcome to Hometown Explorers, the show where we invite our guests to accept the Wonder Outside 3x3 Challenge. I am one of your hosts, Jason Milligan of the Go Get Outside podcast.
And I'm Ted Madison, also known as Ranger Ted of the Wonder Outside podcast.
And Ted, why don't you tell us what the Wonder Outside 3x3 Challenge is?
Sure thing. The 3x3 Challenge asks, what is 3 minutes, 30 minutes, and 3 hours from you that would provide an outdoor, recreational, fun, vital, healthy, and great place to explore in the outdoors?
That's right, because we believe that no matter where you live in the United States, there are exciting outdoor opportunities right near your home.
Absolutely right. Let's go meet today's guest.
My name is Joe Reinstein. I am the executive director of the Digital Restaurant Association, but I'm old enough to have had a very long and varied career in marketing, advertising, digital media, and politics.
And where are you right now, Joe?
I'm in Highland Park, Illinois, beautiful suburb of Chicago.
There's a big water feature right outside Joe's area, and it's called
Lake Michigan.
Exactly.
Ding, 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 ding. I should get prizes for answering the question.
Yeah, we're going to work our way up to prizes, I think. Okay, so the 3x3 challenge, Joe, you've chosen to accept the 3x3 challenge. What are those three places? Just tell us off the top and we'll go into them.
3 minutes away, it's the Fort Walk.
The Fort Walk.
The Fort Walk in the prairie, or the prairie walk at the fort. 30 minutes is Millennium Park.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 hours is the Kettle Moraine State Forest in Wisconsin.
Okay.
We're close enough to in northern Illinois to get to Wisconsin, and it's about two and a half hours, maybe a little less. Anyway, so those are my three. What do you want to know about them?
All right, well, why don't you tell us about the first one, which is 3 minutes away from you, what you like about it, why people would go there, and what makes it special to you?
I am very, very lucky to live where we live because it is so beautiful. I'm looking out my window right now. It is a big sky, blue sky day, and we're in a glacial ravine right along Lake Michigan. So, you know, Illinois in the Midwest is just flat, 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 and known for prairies. But right along Lake Michigan here, there are these huge ravines carved out by glaciers in the Ice Age. So it just makes a really nice wooded setting. Anyway, we walk 3 minutes up the road. We enter what is Fort Sheridan, which is literally a U.S. fort.
It was an army base, right? And it's all been
still
converted.
Is. It's still a functioning fort. They just sold, or they gave away or sold most of it. And there was a big move to preserve as much as possible as open lands. There's an incredible organization here called Open Lands, and they preserve and huge open tracts of land and repurpose them as open lands and then rehabilitate them into whatever there should be with native plants. And
it's a nonprofit.
Yep. And they did a great job of protecting it. And I think they just gave it to the Lake County Forest Preserve.
Right.
The cool thing about it, I mean, just the history is Fort was built after there were huge riots in Chicago. Mansion owning 1%er robber barons of Lake Forest were nervous that the angry mob was going to come storm their castles.
Oh, wow.
And so the U.S. government built a fort.
Oh, my.
Literally between the angry mobs of Chicago and Lake Forest. The fort had a golf course. It had an airstrip. And so now the airfield is now all prairie. On either side of the prairie was old oak forest. And so it's just this huge open land right on the lake and restored prairie, incredible bird watching. And we just go and take a long walk. There's a nice loop from
our
house.
So you're walking there and you're there in a couple minutes.
Yeah.
And at the certain migration times of the year, the birds are just...
And there's actually people who set out chairs and have their binoculars and they're just parked there for hours looking. I actually have a bird phobia. So I don't really pay. Yeah.
We got to talk about that.
Yeah. You got to explain a bird phobia. And what is the name for that? Is it like aviobia or like,
yeah,
there's got to be some term.
I don't know the term, but
he's too scared to learn the term.
Exactly. I'm too scared. My parents lived next door to a man who had a rare tropical bird collection.
Oh boy.
And he kept them in cages in the house, but he also had outside cages. And it's just one of my earliest memories is walking by this fence and having this, you know, bird bigger than I, because I was probably three, throwing itself at the fence with its claws and beak, you know, coming after me, scared the crap out of me. Anyway, so I think it stems from that. Although I did find out later that my dad also had a phobia of birds. So it's genetic.
Yeah, we love birds generally as a people, but they can be terrifying.
Oh, and yeah.
They could really screw people up if they want to, especially really large ones. I was in Maine recently and we had an eagle in the road that flew directly at our vehicle. And I mean, it may as well have been a bear charging us. It just was enormous. That would be terrifying if we were not inside the vehicle when that happened.
Yeah. The weird thing about mine is that, you know, the little ones are scarier because they sort of move around so fast and don't care how close they come to you. The big ones are sort of way up in the trees or far away and they don't bother me.
I was going to say, so everyone at home, you know, if you live in the area and you want to go visit this fort, it's a wonderful place to go and terrify your children of all the scary birds in the area.
I did look it up. It's literally called Open Lands Lakeshore Preserve at Fort Sheridan.
Open Lands,
that's right.
Shore Preserve at Fort Sheridan. And they do they've got biking, cross-country skiing, hiking, lake views. And the one thing I thought was cool was that it says one of the few publicly accessible ravines and bluffs ecosystems. So, you know, that's a fancy way of saying anybody can go there, which is nice. You know, a lot of coastlines, whether it's East or West Coast, are privatized. And this is not that. So that's why it's so special and so important to protect. What's the next place? Are we going to the next one?
All right. So this is, I can't speak for the others you're talking to, but I think that this is going to be a little different because we sort of live in this incredible natural environment. My 30 minutes away is actually into the big city.
Uh-huh. Called Chicago.
That's right. And we go to Millennium Park. It's absolutely incredible. It's become the number one tourist attraction in Illinois.
Really?
In Chicago, I guess. Yeah. Like 16 million people every year. And it's a big multi-use open park. It's got everything. First of all, the Art Institute is right smack dab in the middle of it. So, you know, if you're going to the Art Institute, you're going basically in Millennium Park. It's got the Pritzker Pavilion, which is a Frank Gehry designed outdoor music and concert pavilion, state of the art. Fantastic. And often the concerts are free and open to the public. I think actually they all are. I think you can buy tickets to the seats, but there's a huge lawn area and there's an ice skating rink. Ted knows that we love to go strap on the hockey skates and whip around the rink. But there's actually something else that Ted doesn't know. And that is that they're in Maggie Daly Park, which is right next to and part of Millennium Park. There's a ribbon ice rink, which is basically it's a path through the park. And in the winter, they freeze it. And so you're just cruising along in a park-like setting with twists and turns. So you're not just going in a circle on a hockey rink.
I got to go. I got to come see that right now.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
This is like an ice skating trail. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
That is worth driving into Chicago for.
You know, we all think you have to leave the city to have outdoor experiences. And this shows that sometimes you can go into the city and have a great outdoor experience.
And what a great resource for the people who are in all those office buildings. I don't know what the population of people in downtown Chicago on any given work day is, but it's a lot.
At least 100. At least 100.
Right.
There's also a ton of public art. Mm. Anish Kapoor, the sculpture is called Cloud Gate, but everyone just calls it the bean. It's basically a silver kidney bean, huge. And people just love to come take selfies in front of the bean.
I read something about Lurie Garden.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I can't believe I forgot to mention that. But
yeah, please tell us about that.
Well, I don't really know much about it, but it's just great, beautiful to walk around. I mean, it's small.
3.5-acre urban sanctuary, they say.
Yeah, exactly. Native plants. You know, it's just a beautiful garden. And then there's also a Plensa, Joan Plensa artist fountain, which is this enormous, it's sort of glass block, two huge pillars facing each other with projected video images of people's faces. And they're making a expression with their mouths, you know, like, oh, but when they do that, water comes out their mouth.
Oh, that's so great.
You know, all summer long, kids are playing in the fountain. It's just all wet and water everywhere. And so just again, just like genius use of outdoor space, getting the public there. And not what they didn't do is build a fountain you're not allowed to get in.
They built a fountain
you're supposed to get in. And it's just smart. But also it's a really well-known artist and a beautiful sculpture. Yeah. So that's Millennium Park. And I actually think that's what it's called.
That is.
Unless
you go to the bean. Yeah. Well, let's go to Wisconsin. What's happening in Wisconsin?
Kettle Moraine State Forest.
Kettle Moraine State Forest.
We got introduced to it because friends of ours have a place in Oconomowoc.
Say that five times fast.
Again, more glacial formed moraines. I think that's where Kettle Moraine comes from. And so just beautiful trails with some, you know, steep climbs. I mean, not mountains, certainly, but it's hilly, but it is beautiful and it's huge.
Yeah.
So is there camping there as well? Is this a location where you could go and stay for a weekend or a week or whatever?
I assume so, but I have no idea. It would be crazy if there wasn't camping there.
I read there's camping there.
I was just going to say, last time we were there, there was a 24-hour race happening.
Oh, nice.
People literally run for 24 hours through the park, through the forest.
And so when you go there, Joe, you go there basically just to hike and explore. Are there other...
Yeah, it's just hiking.
It sounds like a really large territory that is pretty close to where you are.
It stretches across a huge swath of the state. We're just going to this little section where there's a parking lot and we can, you know, hike in the woods.
All right. So why don't you tell us those three locations again?
The Fort Walk is Open Lands Lakeshore Preserve at Fort Sheridan, 3 minutes from my house in Highland Park, Illinois.
And then 30 minutes
is Millennium Park, smack dab in the city, on the water, in the middle of the skyscrapers. It's stunning.
And then 3 hours away, all the
Kettle
way to
Kettle Moraine State Forest in Wisconsin.
That's also the largest wet prairie east of the Mississippi.
And there you go.
I believe there's a distinction between dry prairie and wet prairie. In other words, there's rivers, and so there's water there too. So any place with water, I'm a fan of.
I will say that I did Google like the top hikes in Northern Illinois to see what was 3 hours from my house, and embarrassed to say I haven't been to any of them, and they all look unbelievable. Like, just as good as Kettle Moraine in Wisconsin. But, you know, I had to pick something where I've been several times or go all the time. I can't, you know, fake it.
That's also why this is so cool, because people start looking at what else is within striking distance of where I live. What's around 3 minutes, 30 minutes, 3 hours. And suddenly this whole other universe of opportunities opens up.
Yeah, so you should thank Ted for challenging you and making you find new exciting places to
go. I do. I think Ted every day. I have a new like bucket list of the top beautiful hikes in Northern Illinois. I can't wait.
I gotta do that crazy skating around Chicago Millennium Park thing. I gotta do that.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Make sure they're going to do it again this year.
Did stopping to look 3 minutes away, 30 minutes away and 3 hours away, did that change your opinion on anything, or did it make you realize anything about where you live?
Totally. I mean, obviously we love living here because we've lived here a long time and we're staying. But, you know, we talk a lot about, well, when are we going to pack up the big family suburban house that's now empty and move to the city? There were like six places I could name within 3 minutes, literally. And that's just an embarrassment of riches. So I had to work hard to pick which one I wanted to talk about. I didn't even mention the Highland Park Country Club golf course, which is now totally
restored.
Rehabilitated the golf course, which was obviously polluting the Skokie Creek with fertilizer and
runoff and all that pesticide.
And now it's, you know, there's seven enormous nests, and you're not going to believe me talking about cranes, but crane nests in these waterways that was an old, you know, pond on the fourth hole at the golf club. Now it's got fish in it, and it's got cranes nesting in trees in the middle of it. It's absolutely spectacular. That's just literally 3 minutes in the other direction. So yes, you know, just going through this exercise has reminded us how lucky we are.
So we want to thank everyone for tuning in, and we want to encourage all of you to also accept the 3x3 challenge and find something that's 3 minutes, 30 minutes, and 3 hours away from where you live. And if you'd like, please share it with us here at the show.
We look forward to hearing from you, and it's easier than you think to explore your own hometown.